Oh, he was
and
a young man.
You know, when you think about it, they really did accomplish something.
Yeah.
Drexler and Buckman, they did. They got that all together. I remember I was so disappointed because we didn't have sports. We didn't have, like, the basketball. I was waiting to play basketball
so
when
I
got into
it. I know.
Wanted to play because we always played at home, you know, against the boys.
Yeah.
And we wanted to play basketball, and the year I was to go in as a freshman, that's when they come out with the Catholic schools. They said that it was really a tough thing for on women, you know, as far as their...
I don't know the reason why
They said it had something to do with their menstrual cycle.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. They couldn't play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy was that, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And so...
they didn't...
Epworth kept it, though. Sheila Doherty and them, they kept it in Epworth.
I don't know.
But we didn't have it in Piasta.
They didn't have it until they started the West Dubuque School, the new school.
But then I know Epworth had it. They kept it. Well, they had Buckman. I don't know if that made a difference or whatever, but...
I don't know.
Well, see, we had Father Breitbach teaching at the school, and I think that some of them people kind of looked at that like we were part of the Catholic school, you know?
It could be.
Yeah.
Well, he was actually on the payroll for West Dubuque.
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah.
He was, because I have him.
He
Let's see.
Walked in, yeah.
I have the names of the teachers on my report cards. I have them in here somewhere.
Here, the
and I wrote it on the outside of my report cards. And Father Breitbach. And
yeah,
then we had release time twice a
week. There's the ones that the teachers there with our Wickham and Roach and Tommy Roach.
Yeah, Tommy Roach.
Yeah.
You know, his brother was one of them that was child molesting.
Priest.
Oh,
he was a priest, up in
Roach.
Yeah, it was.
Father Roach.
Sad.
He was one. Yes, that is
very
that's
sad.
So sad.
Yeah,
and those some of those
Helen Williams was a good teacher.
She was.
Yeah.
She was a good teacher.
Yeah.
She taught me. I knew science inside and out because
she
of her.
She was no nonsense, and people respected her, and she could keep the people's attention.
Order.
Yes, she did.
I know my brother Jack used to get her laughing, though.
Yeah, Jack was a dandy.
He was a dandy. School was... Okay, let me see. I got... Yeah, see, I have Father Breitbach on here all 4 years that I was in school.
So what did he teach?
Religion.
He taught algebra and
religion.
Latin.
And religion.
Yeah, but that was over in the... We had to go over to the basement of the Catholic Church for that.
Okay.
I couldn't do it in high school.
Okay.
Yeah. So he taught all 4 years that I was there. And I don't know how I got B's out of him for algebra, because I thought he was a terrible teacher.
Yeah, he was.
And I didn't remember knowing anything, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to do very good in this class.
How did you ever, I'm wondering how I ever used algebra in my life. Why did I need algebra?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I took it 2 years. Yeah, it wasn't the best.
No. I don't think he was a very good instructor with that.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, I think I've done, this is like 15 or 16 of these interviews I've done.
Okay,
yeah.
And a lot of interesting things that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to, I wanted to start, first of all, by saying the date is, July 7th?
July 7th, correct.
2015.
Mm-hmm.
We're interviewing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
The Whiter Girls.
Okay.
Are you learning anything new?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you?
Okay.
Why don't you talk about your family first, and growing up and getting started with school and that sort of thing.
Oh my gosh. There was 10 of us used to ride to school in the back of a pickup with a tarp over the back.
Yeah.
And Jim would drive, and he was probably, 16, 17?
Yeah, we drove in the back of the pickup, but yeah.
And he'd take us to school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost unheard of.
Yeah.
And then I remember walking home. Dad picked us up. See, my mom didn't drive that much, and Dad would pick us up when he wasn't busy. But when he was busy, we'd walk home, and then we always had to go by this bogey farm, which is on the Birds Road.
Right, and they have cows and bulls, and we'd have to cut across the field. We weren't going to go on the road. We had to cut across the field. We had to get home quicker, and we were always afraid of this bull. And, but we still had to take the field.
Uh-huh. But then when we take the road, then the dog would chase us.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that? Yeah. And then we'd throw our lunch buckets. We'd throw our lunch buckets at them.
Yeah.
And then we'd come home without our lunch buckets. Well, then we were down to brown. I don't remember Mom ever asking us what happened to the lunch buckets.
I don't know.
We took brown paper sacks.
Yeah, after that, right.
Right.
Packed our lunch. 10 lunches. The girls got up and we'd pack the lunches.
Packed the lunches in the morning.
10 at a time. Yes. There was 10 at the one time that went to school.
Well, that was,
yes.
Okay, that was.
Yep.
That was when you were in grade school. You were
and yeah. summer in high school yeah. and grade great. School. See, yeah. the grade school was across the road, and the high school. The grade school is on one side of the road with the church, yeah. and the high school is the other side.
Right.
So 1 through 8, and then 9 through 12 was the high school. So we had 10 kids.
You both. Did all of your total education experience.
Right.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what happened to us.
Yep. Yep. That's what did
Here
it.
Here we are.
Here we are.
That's what did it. Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
And we had the nuns, and sometimes I would teach the 8th grade. I was in 8th grade, and I teach the younger grades. If there was a nun popped up sick, and they'd send me to teach.
I don't remember that.
The kids in the lower grades.
Okay.
I did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I did when I was in 8th grade.
Okay.
Well, what order are nuns?
BVMs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were
pretty...
Some of them would, remember, I was just talking to Billy Turnus about that, CJ's brother, and he was a year ahead of me, would have been Jack's grade, and I know he used to get his head dunked into the waste paper basket, and he'd get a ruler over his knuckles,
right,
and I asked him, I said, Billy, so I don't remember, I said, I remember that happening to you, but I said, what did you do? He said, I was chewing gum.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
There's this one kid. Was it Jim Hines? Jim Hines? What's his name?
Jim Hines.
Their name was Hines. It wasn't the same one.
Bobby Hines. Bobby Hines.
He's the one that took the ruler away from the nun.
Teddy?
And he whacked her and he never came back to school. She was going to whack him.
Oh,
and
really?
And I remember Jack say, yeah, he whacked her and he says, that's it. And he left and never came back. Bobby
right?
Hines, that's who it was. Bobby Hines,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. He lives down in the valley. Yeah.
And that's, that is.
Kelly was with Lori Hines. Is that the.
Lori. I don't know who Lori would be.
Don't know. He had younger kids.
He had
two families.
Families.
He had two families. It
might have been hers. Yeah. His. Yeah. Could have been.
So okay. So anyway, I'm thinking like as far as
we had no bus.
No bus. Okay. Yeah,
like
yeah.
where we were at there. Yeah. But some of them got together in
Centralia. They got the bus.
And they
organized the bus.
Bought a bus or whatever. It was the Spiegels and the Steckers and the Harold Schmitz.
Yeah.
And they all, two families of Spiegels, AJ's family, and it would have been James's family.
That was strictly Centralia kids in this bus.
Yeah, they took them. I never rode a school bus.
No.
Went 12 years.
Never rode a school bus. That's true.
No.
Never had hot lunch.
I was going to ask you about
that. Hot lunch.
No hot lunch. We had milk machines.
Yeah, we did have milk.
We could get milk with our either chocolate or that.
And on Fridays, we had a candy machine.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You got candy on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
The candy machine.
That and then when we packed, we'd go, first Fridays, we always had to go, of course, and go to confession sometime and then go to communion every first Friday. You know, that was the tradition. And then we'd have to pack two lunches. We'd have to pack breakfast because you couldn't, you know, how you had to fast.
Egg salad.
So then egg salad sandwiches or fried egg sandwiches, that's what we take.
Yep.
And they'd be cold, but that's what we ate.
Whatever.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
Jelly and butter sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
The jelly we would can.
Yeah.
Never had, we'd see other kids at lunch meet, you know, and never had that. It was jelly and
potato
butter.
Chips, too.
Potato chips. We just, my
we never
would
had
just,
that.
I know, never
no.
potato chips.
What kind of containers was the milk in? Was that?
In little cardboard wax cardboard containers, and then you peeled it back.
Yeah, just like they are now, the quart. Yeah, or a little pint, half pint.
Okay.
Cup, by a cup. I think they were cup.
Yeah, probably that sounds about right.
See, I went to country school.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
At any rate, you know, same deal as far as packing your lunch and all that business.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember usually in the winter months, the teacher would bring like a roast, And we'd each be assigned to bring a vegetable, different potatoes, carrots, onions.
Oh,
and
my.
So she'd throw this all in the pot.
Oh, okay.
In the morning?
And, yeah.
Okay.
And that's what we'd have for...
Oh, that was a treat,
that was a
probably.
Big, that was a big deal.
That was a
yeah,
big deal.
Yeah, I bet yeah. so. Yeah.
She was special.
That was through my a lot of my grade school experience.
Wow. Oh, yeah, okay. Wow.
How'd you get to school then?
Where we lived was about 3/4 of a mile from the school, so I basically
you walked. Okay,
yeah. Where was this at? Where
this was, you know, where Olwine.
Yeah.
Okay, so we lived. Yeah. We lived. My folks were, you know, tenant farmers, and we lived here and there. But
sure.
We started at Maynard, and that's where I started the school. But then we moved over by Olwine.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, sometimes we had horses. I rode horses all the time, and some of we take them once in a while when it's warm, maybe, and to school and that sort of thing. And at any rate, I just thought country schools, that's a great experience.
Yeah, Red talks a lot about the country school. He learned a lot. He said, learned a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Red was the only one in his grade for 9 years, kindergarten through eighth grade. He was the only one in his grade.
So he took classes with either below or up above him. Yeah, mm-hmm. That happened. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my eighth grade. I was the only
one there.
Only graduate.
Isn't that something?
When you in eighth grade, you had to take a test, a county test.
Mm-hmm.
When you had to go to West Union, all the country school eighth graders, and they had to pass this test. I don't know how difficult it was,
you did it.
We did it.
Yeah. So.
Hey. Yeah.
So what else do you need to know, or you'd like to know?
About your teachers.
The teachers.
Yeah.
Well, I say, we told you about Irene Hall, we won't get into that, but she was a good typing teacher.
Okay.
He was really good and kind, a kind person, but he didn't have very good order. Got out of control sometimes.
Yeah.
I think we learned from him. And Thurm was, I think he was a pretty good teacher.
He was okay.
I think I learned from him.
Cool. He was okay.
And that Miss Williams, she was good. She taught at Western Beauty.
So when I went to the high school, she was still there.
Yeah.
So Helen was
She had
there
a good,
maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, she was a good gal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the other.
Let me see what else happened with. Oh, I remember that first year. Then we had that Mrs. Bauer, and we had a musical we put on Oklahoma.
Okay.
She's
not in there, is she? The music teacher.
Is she in there?
I remember Mrs. Bauer. She's not here though. This is Rosemary Snyder.
I wonder if she left after.
She must have been left the year before.
Yeah.
This is the first time for a yearbook.
She was probably the last year.
We never had yearbooks. We weren't combined with Epworth this yearbook.
See, I didn't have a yearbook.
No.
We didn't do a yearbook for us.
Okay. I remember we went up there and the gals and we talled to the typing together. There was like 5 or 6 of us went up to Epworth and we typed.
Oh.
Did the yearbook on.
Was that right?
Yeah, and we went up there and got the yearbook
already.
Oh,
so you did have a little experience going somewhere.
I did. Yeah, we did go to Epworth. There's five or six of us went up there and did some typing and arranged it. And yeah, this is
I know Epworth. Mr. Wickham had made the statement that he wished Janet was a boy.
Oh, well.
Her left-handed. He was wishing he...
Wick told me that you were the best left-handed shortstop.
Who said that?
Wick told me that.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't have left-handed shortstops.
Not usually.
There wasn't much. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty small class, which amounts to. But yeah, it was fun. We had intramural. Mm-hmm. We just played against Epworth. Is that the only one we played against? Epworth girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the boys had basketball.
Yes.
The boys could play,
They had basketball and what else?
Well, you'd know from your book.
Yeah, they had basketball and baseball.
I know our boys did.
Piasta football, it says. That's not right, that's baseball. They didn't have red football.
They didn't have football.
No, but it says football here, it's Piasta baseball. That was it, baseball,
is
basketball.
That'd be too late for Jack.
Yeah, he's not here. He would have graduated. Yeah, it's basketball and baseball.
Yeah.
That's and then the choir, mixed choir. But we went to singing contests.
Yeah, we
quartet.
went to singing contests.
We thought that was good stuff.
We went to Urbana.
Yeah.
I remember that.
We had a quartet.
And we thought we were just...
Yeah, we got...
Went
yeah.
To
I think we took a bus. We might have took a bus then.
I think so.
I don't remember
driving.
Either that
or we had Suburbans
stuff.
Or something.
Passenger coach, bus type thing.
I can't remember that. I know, I thought it was a bus, so I can't remember.
There was kind of like Suburbans that,
maybe
or was
so.
It their own cars that Mr. Buckman and Mr.
I don't remember.
Drexler took us up to the Villa Lua in, where's that at? Prairie du Chien.
Yeah.
We went up
yeah.
to Prairie du Chien for, that was our 12th grade class trip.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, right. We went through that.
I don't remember that. But yeah, that was big stuff, having our quartets and our singing contests. It was it was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
That was it.
So let me see. What else can I think of with the teachers? Let's see what happened with the teachers.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, so anyway, see, Tom Wickham and I were classmates at Loras. So
oh, you were?
Together.
You were.
So, but that, so that was Wick's first job, was at Piasta.
Oh, okay.
So what did he teach?
See, that was Janet. I never had Wick.
You didn't have Wick, okay.
No, so I don't know what he taught. Might be in there. Let me see your book. See if I can tell what he taught. I know he coached.
Yeah.
He should be in there. Board of Education.
All right.
Jana, what did Wick teach? Oh my God, there's Ronnie's wife. There's Judy.
Yeah, she's working.
She was the secretary up there. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Physical education.
Thomas, he was also, I think.
Physical education, or
social studies.
Social studies, yeah.
Probably taught
physical education, social studies.
Something like that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That was his first, I think that might have been his first year teaching.
We were classmates at
Morris. Yeah. That was his first year.
He went there and I went up to Protovin up by. Cresco, that's where I started.
Oh, you knew him and at Loras. I didn't realize that. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Same year.
Okay, you had a lot of people in your class.
We have 14. I have no clue.
We only had 8. You had all these. Oh, they must be a combination or what?
Well, there's Epworth
seniors.
Joyce, there's Epworth kids there too. But
this is
right here, Joyce. Here's the Piasta kids here. Right here. There's my Piasta class.
Okay.
That's the Piasta kids.
Stanley Schuler.
AJ Spigo is in my class.
There he is.
Yes.
There he is. He did a lot for Piasta, that's for sure.
He sure has.
Yeah, didn't change a bit, did we?
Todd's doing a lot of work for him. They're doing a subdivision out in Manchester.
Yeah, he's busy boy.
In Manchester?
Yeah. And then he did the prep site for the family's clinic over here, too.
Okay.
Unity Point Health or whatever, building that
pretender. Yeah, that's unreal, getting a clinic. Yeah, hey. Somebody asked me, boys or girls, okay, what do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 girls and 8 boys then.
So did you have a prom?
4, 5, 6, 7,
we
8.
We did.
Yeah.
We had a prom. I got to show you my crown.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to show you this. We made them. Oh, my God.
We did have a prom, and the whole school went to the prom.
This is my crown. I made it myself. Look at this thing.
Right.
I saved it.
There.
I saved it.
Yep.
I have tinfoil. And we decorated with these stars, and I remember we had them hanging down. We hung the crepe paper in the gym, and then we hung the stars
working.
Down.
I remember working on decorating.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a couple years ago. Susie was friends with one of the nurse friends that brought us some prom pictures.
Mm-hmm.
She's from around Scales Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so she was these kids grouped together prom. And
sure.
Susie said, well, so she says, is that the group that she went to prom with, your daughter went to prom with? She says, no, that's the whole class.
The whole class, yeah. Everybody went to prom.
There was just 8 of us in our class.
Did you go, did you have like a dinner type thing with the prom? And
The dinner?
Junior, this upper class, I never went when I was a freshman. I know I went prom. When you're lower classes, you never did. Junior or senior, maybe you did.
What was our banquet?
That was junior or senior. That was their seniors you went on a banquet.
We went to the banquet.
But we never. I never went to a banquet in my freshman year.
Did we go to the prom after that? What did we call the banquet?
I think that was it. That was a. That was one. That was an event in itself, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't think it was prom time.
No, we just went to prom.
If I remember right, I don't think we went out to eat.
No.
I was going to ask you about if there was a meal with it. Or,
I think we just.
I don't think so. No. I don't remember it anyway.
There was a senior banquet that we went to.
Yeah, I got a picture of it in here somewhere.
Dance with the.
The prom, yes, we did.
Yeah.
Where at?
And, in the gym. In our gym.
Yeah, so we did.
Yeah. Orchestra or?
We had
45s. They had the 45s.
I'm getting them mixed up with our teen hops and our.
No, but that's they. That's I don't think they had a band. I don't think we did. I think it was all. I can't remember that, but. Hey, it was a little budget here. Piasta.
Yeah, we could
Piasta
say.
Piasta High.
Okay, junior senior banquet, Piasta High School, 1961. That's when we graduated.
Yeah. Junior senior. I might have some of the stuff down there too.
I do not remember a dance after this.
No. I just think that was one thing in itself, and then we had the prom, and you just went to the prom, and you had some homecoming. I don't think we had any homecoming.
Okay.
There wasn't a homecoming. Nope. We're lucky to have a prom. One new dress is all you got.
There was a homecoming.
I never can't remember homecoming.
Yes, there was a homecoming.
I can't remember that.
Because I was a queen. It's right
homecoming?
There. Yep.
I don't remember that, Joyce.
Yeah.
Okay. I just remember the prom.
Yep. We had homecoming in the fall.
Yeah,
I had a prom in the spring.
Okay. Don't remember that. Mustn't have had any fun. Prom was better.
Probably not, huh?
Well... Okay, back up a little bit before I turn the tape recorder on. You talked about your dad was a school board.
Yes, he was president of the school board.
Yep. And that was
at Piasta.
Time.
Piasta. Yes. And they were organizing.
First starting organizing.
Yeah. Right.
See, Wayne told us that Tom and I interviewed him. He said his job was to go around to all of the country schools. And the townships, and meet like with your dad and other people that were the officials.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it was never the organization of the district was never about education. It was about taxes.
I remember him coming to the house, Wayne Drexler. I just remember we had the house all cleaned up, and the kid we had to stay there, and blah blah blah. I remember Wayne was there.
Exactly what he did.
Yep, yep. Uh-huh. He went to the house. Okay. I remember. Okay. Yeah, he come to Mom and Dad's house. Yep.
He said he spent a whole year.
Yep.
Doing exactly what he was doing there.
Yep. Getting to know the board member, what they wanted. Okay, mm-hmm. It's all about taxes. Okay.
Yeah, that's what Dad was. I know Dad wanted the school.
Right.
Dad always said, if you don't want to build schools, then you're going to build jails. Take your pick.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
I remember him saying that. He always was for the schools, and he was real happy that Western Dubuque that got.
Yeah,
and there was
right.
a lot of people weren't all that happy, but he was.
We voted for the name too. Remember that?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yep.
We
talk about that.
We voted for the name, and we got organized. Piasta got organized, and we didn't want Epworth High School. We wanted West Dubuque.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Because I remember the whole school. We got organized, and it ended up it was Western Dubuque. Epworth wanted to call it Epworth High School, and we didn't want that. We want Western Dubuque.
Yeah.
Being more inclusive.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And we picked Bobcat was the mascot.
Yeah.
And the colors.
Right.
We only had the choice of, I think, red, white, and blue, and purple, and gold, and what was the other one? But we picked the red, white, and blue. I think we did a good job. And Epworth must have, too, because it probably wouldn't have went if... Because Epworth had more in their school.
So you're talking about school colors you're talking about at the time of the... Organization.
Yes, at the time of the organization, yes.
Okay.
And they remained, and that's been,
Bobcats, red and black.
50-some years ago.
Yeah, red and black.
See, that's why it's kind of stuck in my craw, was the fact that I went to graduate from Sumner High School.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And Sumner's nickname was the Aces.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly where that came from, but I thought it was pretty cool. Nobody else is named the Aces.
Yeah, that is.
Anyway, they reorganized with Fredericksburg about 10 years ago, and
They're now the Cougars.
Oh, don't like that.
I hear you.
And you mentioned, you know, you mentioned typing.
Yeah.
And one of the best things that ever happened for me was a friend of mine told me when I was a junior. He says, "Hey, there were some girls involved." He says, "I'm going to go to this typing class." He says, "Why don't you take typing with me?" So I did.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so lucky because now, you know.
That's right.
Once we got into that, I was okay as far as.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
Keyboard.
Right. And most of the time, boys took that because it was easy, you know. Like I remember my brother. Yeah, it was an easy class. I'm not sure everybody took typing.
Yeah, except when
not
you
a lot
had
of homework.
Somebody using the typewriter in front of you, like Billy Spiegel.
Yeah.
And what he'd do is he, because Irene Hall had set you down 2 minute, 3 minute time test or whatever. Yeah. That'd be the first thing he did. So what he did, he screwed up the typewriter. It was so screwed up that I couldn't get
lock the keys together.
He had the margins, you know, set. He just had everything all goofed up.
That's just one of the things. Yeah.
That, you know.
Did a lot of funny things.
And then I remember when Mrs. Hall, Irene, would keep the school so cold.
Yeah.
And she'd have the windows all open and be in the wintertime or whatever. Our fathers on the school board said, "Well, just go in and turn up the thermostat." So we thought, "Well, how are we going to do this?" So Billy Spiegel, that was in the typing class, and her apartment was right off of the typing room.
Sure.
And he'd say, "You watch the stairs." She'd be upstairs in the assembly room, and we'd be.
Billy said,
"You watch the stairs so she don't come down, and I'll go in and turn up the thermostat." So Billy go in and turn up the thermostat. So then. I remember the one day she called me into her office and she said, "Joyce, do you know, is there anybody going in there turning up thermostat?" And I remember because it's the one time I can remember I lied. I have no idea.
I know, I hear you. she had a little problem. We had a, it's too bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I told you that. Coming to the door and she was in her curlers and the school wasn't open and
Well, the kids followed her. That was funny because they followed her over to Sandy Hook in East Dubuque.
Yeah.
Billy Spiegel and some of them, they caught her where her place was that she hung out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad.
She went far enough away.
But too bad.
Well, back in those days, as far as teachers were concerned, you just didn't go to taverns or
be involved
in that sort of stuff.
You at least had the school open when you come to the door and not locked. And you didn't come to the door in your curlers and and the windows wide open.
Yeah,
in the wintertime.
She had the windows wide open.
Was she there for quite a few years?
Oh, I think she was. She was the only one we had, Joyce. I can't remember another.
She's the only one I had.
It's the only one I had. Well, it was only 2 years.
Yeah.
But she was to be. No, but she was there before. Yeah.
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 Probably all 4 years. I don't remember anybody else.
I don't remember anybody else either. She's the only one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you have indoor plumbing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And
we were the custodians. I was the custodian.
And we were the janitor, I know, for all 4 years. Lois was a junior or senior, and I was a freshman.
And then I did it.
Then you did it after that.
Yeah, I did it.
We cleaned the bathrooms and brushed the steps down.
Of course, we got paid.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we were the custodians.
Yeah, we did that after school.
Which was okay.
And I remember the one time we were all playing ball at recess. This is when I was probably a freshman. Lois, it was a senior class.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Mary Mass Schilling.
Yeah.
And Donna Mass's sisters, Donna Whitehead's sisters. Who would they be?
Dorothy.
Marion and Dorothy.
Marion and Dorothy.
Okay. We come in from playing ball and... They had this big dictionary set up at the top of the stairs, like on a podium type thing.
Yeah.
And I went over to look something up in the dictionary, and somebody brought some baby mice in and squeezed them between pictures of the book.
Oh my God.
That'd be Mary Mass. I think she's the one I remember
Mary Mass did. Yeah.
Lived over here, Babe's wife.
Yeah.
Mary Schilling. Yeah, she was a dandy.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yes.
People talking about what she did. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Can you imagine? Gross.
Yes.
Gross.
Yes, it is.
Undisciplined
kids. What kids would do.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Hey.
I guess, but, you know, I don't think we did anything like that.
Never, ever.
That's what tells what these kids did here.
Yeah, what you're involved in, yeah.
Gary Smith.
Yeah.
He's in here. He was in my grade. How come I'm not in here? Was that different Gary Smith?
I don't know. Could be an effort.
Oh, it says transferred from Dubuque Senior High. It was a different Smith.
Yeah.
That would have been quite a shock for him to go from senior high to
Piasta or Epworth or whatever. I guess so.
Yeah. That took a couple years. Once they organized, a year, you were a senior or junior, and then the next year it was, I was a senior. Yeah, after I graduated, then West Dubuque opened, 62. Okay. I graduated in 62. Mm. Yeah, so it opened in 63 then.
Yeah, because I interviewed Tom Stecker a while back.
Okay.
Oh.
Tom had some really good memories.
Yeah.
Did he?
About,
Tom.
You know, starting in Piasta and going to West Dubuque.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he would have had the...
He told me that when the high school opened in Epworth, the kids had to make a choice as far as where they were going to go. Wallert, you know, you could have gone to Wallert or West Dubuque or wherever. Mm-hmm. And he said that at some point, originally Father Breitbach was pretty much in favor of West Dubuque. Mm. But he said that once he made the transfer and went to the high school at Epworth, he said that Father Breitbach refused to give them CCD instructions.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And he was, you know, pretty much anti West Dubuque.
Oh, really?
And Tom said he had to go to Dubuque to get the religious instructions.
Oh.
Because Father wouldn't do it for those that went to the high school.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't remember when they quit for us. Because Tom would have been a year ahead of me. He was Kenny.
I don't know.
Kenny was a year ahead. Kenny was in Jack's grade.
Yeah.
So.
That's correct.
No. Are you sure it wasn't Tom Stecker you interviewed?
No, Tom was the guy when I interviewed.
Tom was the one. Tom Stecker.
Tom Stecker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Not Billy or.
No, Tom. Yeah, he said Tom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was in Maryland's grade.
Yeah.
Tom was maybe 65 or 6. Yeah, he's probably 66.
Yeah. Yes. I think he graduated in 67.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
I was thinking Kenny Stecker.
He still lives over there, right?
He's a priest.
Yeah.
Kenny's
a priest. He's in the condos. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tom...
Does he live in the condos?
Oh, Thunder Ridge.
He lives in Thunder Ridge. He lives right across from Jack Tucker.
Oh, is that where he's at? Okay. Oh.
And Tom has a small farm over there in Centralia.
Oh, yeah.
And he raises cattle, heifers.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And so he was, you know, he loves doing the farm stuff because he's retired.
Mm-hmm. Retired from the bank.
Retired a banker.
He told me he went to Loras after he got out of West Dubuque.
Mm-hmm.
Majored in German.
In German?
Wow.
And he probably didn't have any foreign language in high school, did he?
Not, no, other than he might have taken Latin or whatever.
Yeah.
At any rate, he said one summer when he was at Loras, First National Bank called up to the college and wanted some guys to come down and help package coins.
Yeah.
Wrap coins. Yeah. So that's how I got started at the
really?
Bank.
Really?
Wow.
He stayed with the bank after he graduated.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Kept on going up the
package
ladder.
Package coins.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. He was vice president out or something.
Yes.
Alrighty.
But at any rate, you know, do you have any other thoughts? Incidents or things that happened during school time? Okay. Your school experience?
Incidents here. Mm. Mm.
What about snow days? You had snow days once in a while?
Rarely.
Rarely.
I think we went to school... 1959 was that really terrible winter.
Yeah.
And I don't remember being
We didn't
off.
Have many. Not many if we did.
I don't think so.
I know. How about other people? Do they remember interview? Do they remember snow days? I don't
not
remember.
A lot.
No.
I don't think we did.
We just, you know.
We must have went to school. Dad probably took us.
Yeah. Get us out of the house. That many kids. You weren't. Your going to school.
You're getting out of here.
Mother's got to be sane. No.
Yeah.
We interviewed Geraldine McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
A couple, 6 weeks ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And, probably.
She had quite a career, but she started out teaching country school down there right next to their farm.
Oh, sure. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she was talking about whoever the teacher was, her or whoever, they would have to go early, and if it was, you know, cooler, to start the fire.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I remember Red talking about that, that they did.
Carry the water.
Yeah.
They had to carry the water.
Yeah, they had to do more stuff than we did.
Well, I think the boys in Piasta, didn't they have to shovel the coal or the wood or in the... I thought they had
to
run up the furnace. I think they did.
They maybe did.
I think they did.
Before it was gas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think my brothers did.
That was like Jim.
Yeah.
Jim and Jimmy Schilling and them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah.
They got
that
it ready to go.
Great.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Good thing we're dirtles. We didn't have to do that, right?
We just had to be janitors.
That's right. I remember that school was cold too, and we're sit up there with our coats on a couple times. It was very cold in that school.
Was it?
Now I can remember having my coat on.
Was that originally intended as a school building or?
I don't.
What was it?
I think it was somebody's home. I don't think it originally was intended for a school building.
Was that where the nuns lived? Is that what it was?
I can't remember that. I don't know. But I don't think it was there. It seems like it was always there.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't. I don't remember it not being there.
No, it wasn't built for the high school. It was there.
I was wondering.
It was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I remember walk up. There was a steep hill we had to walk up to get to the gym, room in the basement of the gym.
Yeah.
And if it was icy or whatever,
which when you look, it wasn't all that. We thought it was very steep, but you look. I remember years later when I looked, it wasn't that bad. But see, you had to go this way, but it was like up this way, and then if it was, then you went. Yeah, I didn't think it was that steep. But when you looked later, I didn't think it was that steep.
From the school to the
you went to the school to the gym.
I thought it was steep.
I don't know why. Years later, I looked at it, and
used to take a run at it.
I know, because if it was real steep, we wouldn't have made up with a run. If it was that slick.
Yeah, it was slick. I remember
it got slick. I remember that. Yeah. Then we walked around, we took the steps up.
Yeah, that's right. We did do that, too.
Yeah. But it was.
Do you remember anything else that happened in the school?
I can't remember.
Some other things.
I know we were always in big competition with Epworth High School.
Okay, that was hot.
Oh, that was hot. That's why we weren't going to have that school called Epworth High School. It was going to be West Dubuque. We were any basketball games. That was the number one game.
A rival
was Epworth.
Yeah. I remember going to a few of the, games.
Yeah, we always went to Piasta games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, when I started high school at Fairbank down by Old Line.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a bus. That's why I went there, because my folks wouldn't drive, so I went on the bus.
Sure.
Huh? And at any rate, it was a parochial high school. And I think the main experience that I remember, back then, in those days, they had an archdiocese basketball tournament in Dubuque. So, all the schools, the parochial high schools would go to this tournament. So I remember going with the team to that tournament. We stayed at this hotel, and these guys, the older guys, of course, because I was a freshman, you go to bed and they sneak in your room and stick your finger in some warm water. So
bed. Oh my God! Gross! So bad.
That was our initiation.
That was your initiation. Oh, what a hoot!
Uh-huh.
Who would have thought of that?
Oh my God!
Just some guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. But that was. That was our big trip to go to the Archdiocesan tournament.
That'd be pretty far. Yeah.
And Bessie Beck, where Fairbank is. Just south and a little bit west is the Amish community.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
That was always the entertainment of some of these guys. They'd harass these poor Amish people and steal their
pluggies. And,
of course, you didn't do that.
I did not, because I didn't live in that area.
Okay, got it.
Not because you wouldn't.
Well, no, possibly.
Who knows? But he wasn't close enough. Okay. Okay. Hmm. Did you ever go back to that area then? Fairbanks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the Amish community and checked it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's still a pretty strong community.
Okay.
And they still have a lot of craft things. And
okay.
They have a store up there that you can go to and buy stuff. And
I think I've been up there.
I think we did, too. Yeah. North there. Yeah, we stopped up there. Very neat.
Mm-hmm.
Some very neat gardens and yards. And, it's interesting. Yeah.
So those are memories of the good old days.
Oh, my gosh. It is for sure.
Yeah, we had some
fun
times.
It just seems like many moons ago.
Yeah. Well, it has been 50 years for both of us now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. I don't know what I'm trying to think of. Something else that happened. I can't think anything. 10 years ago for me.
I bet you the boys could tell more stories
than
us girls.
They tell horror stories.
I think so.
There'd be one.
I think so.
Stuff they did at Bailey. I don't think Bob would want to know.
I don't think so.
I don't think he'd want to know.
I don't think so. Might be pretty too much.
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't really care.
Mm. Well, you guys, when you were in high school, aside from school, you guys went to dances in the area and stuff like that?
We had teen hops at school.
We had teen hops.
Sock hops or whatever.
Yeah.
We'd have those. And then sometimes we'd go out to the mill for they'd have teen dances out there.
Yeah.
We'd go out there.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why they left us do that.
I don't know. We had to drive Jack home.
Yeah, we used to take, Jack had asked us to go because, we'd drive. He had a girlfriend and then we'd take him. Yeah, we'd drive home. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
we'd drive home. Uh-huh. So
that was Melody Mill. That's how many years? That's where you hung out. That was the biggie on Friday nights.
Yes.
Yeah, I went there a few times when I was at Loris.
Yeah. Johnny Cash was out there.
Okay, yeah.
Andy Williams was too.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him.
Yeah.
And Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee, that's right.
And, that was pretty cool.
That was probably packed him in those nights.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a hopping place.
It was.
I remember I was sad when it closed.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of memories there.
So like maybe mid-60s?
Yeah,
I think so.
Something like that.
Yeah, there's nothing like that around here anymore where somebody, I guess like that Five Flags, that's not big enough for any big stars to come. There's not enough seats.
Really, no.
Was there 5,000-6,000 seats?
Say
they need.
They used to have a lot of the big bands come out there too.
Yeah, they did.
But then when we were you went to that when you were more adult. You didn't go to that when you were teenagers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It was more.
I remember they started the band. Our last year, you could take an instrument to the West Dubuque band. They started that up.
Uh-huh.
A couple seniors took instruments, but not many.
Didn't.
I didn't.
No. Uh-huh.
But I think it's only one or two did. Maybe I don't. Mary McCune. She might have been the only one.
Oh.
I remember she. Yeah, I think she was the only one.
Dale was the drum major.
Flute.
Dale Horsfield was when he went to.
Yeah. Well, I interviewed Phil Schmitz. And so he got hired right away when the district started.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Because Wayne wanted music to be a big deal.
Sure. Uh-huh. And he did make it a big deal.
And he did.
And he sure did.
What Phil did was, he said his first year he had three instruments.
Really?
Drums and a trombone and a... something else, anyway.
Wow.
Dale played the clarinet. The trumpet. Whatever you played taps with. It was the trumpet.
Trumpet.
Mm-hmm. Well, Phil would drive to all the country schools at that time that were still there.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And he'd get the kids out, and he'd show them these three instruments and see what the interest was, if they were interested in how to play it.
Uh-huh.
And then he said if they wanted to pursue it, there was a music store in Dubuque, and the kids could rent the instruments for so much, and then if they wanted to continue, they could use the rental to pay as a down payment to pay off the rest of the instrument. And that's how the band program got started.
Yeah, that's what we did with our kids.
Yeah,
We rented them and then we bought them.
That's right.
When they stayed with it.
Some were used instruments too.
Yeah.
Used instruments, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
And he did a wonderful job. I know Jeff and Angie went to a lot of, the inaugurations, Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Exactly. Traveled all over.
Yep. Yeah. Shelly did, and Amy and Julie. They were all three of them were in the band.
I was just telling some of the guys the other day that I went on a number of those trips, band trips.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to the 4th of July parade in Washington, D.C. one year.
Okay.
And we went there, and we played. The kids played and marched, but during the parade, it rained like unbelievably.
Oh, so then the instruments.
And they were just, their clothing and uniforms were just sopping wet.
Oh.
And what a mess it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my,
and,
yes. It would have been.
At any rate, when we got done, we packed up and got on the buses. And I forget, we wanted to see the fireworks that night.
Uh-huh.
And so we're driving along the streets, and we get to this bridge. And as we get to the bridge, the fireworks start. Mm-hmm. And every car and bus and whatever it was, it's just stopped in the street. Everybody got out of their car.
Mm-hmm.
And we all stood outside and watched the fireworks. For the whole event.
Wow. Oh, and they had their clothes were wet and all that?
Well, that they already had changed.
Changed and stuff. Right. Okay, and got dried off. Okay.
Yeah.
But that was the year that we drove from D.C. and then we went to Knoxville to the World's Fair.
Well, then Shelley would have been. Shelley went to the World's Fair.
Sure.
Yeah. I think she was a freshman.
Freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was, we call that, whenever I went on the band trips, mm-hmm. The kids' behavior was just, really good.
Uh-huh.
But we always had hassles with the chaperones.
Oh, really? The chaperones were misbehaving?
Yeah. So when we went to Knoxville, they put us up at I think it was a Boys Military Academy outside of Knoxville.
Okay.
And there was two dormitories. And so the girls would be in one and the guys were in the other. Mm-hmm. Well, Ray Sherman was along and Pearl. And Ray was always kind of a rabble-rouser.
Yeah. So I know Ray.
It was hotter than Hades.
Mm-hmm.
And one morning, we went, there was a cafeteria. And one morning, Ray went around to the tables and told some of the gals that the men's dormitory was air conditioned and theirs wasn't.
Oh, God, that would have started World War II.
Which it wasn't. It was not air conditioned.
No.
But.
Yeah, okay.
In those days.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
An agitator, you'd say, right?
He's still living, isn't he?
He is, and we did an interview with him.
Yeah.
Last summer.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not doing very well.
Oh.
But Pearl is still.
I see her out there cutting grass yet and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. How old will they be now?
They'd be in their 80s.
In their 80s.
Pearl might be a little younger, possibly, but.
She got to be close, I think.
Yeah.
80s. So. Yeah, he's probably pushing 90.
Mm-hmm. He might be.
Yeah. Yeah. How are the Drexlers doing?
Wayne's doing wonderfully.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk.
So he's how old? How old?
He was 87.
Is he?
Is he?
Okay.
Yeah.
And boy, his memory was just. I mean, it was impressive.
Really.
To talk to him and to his
really
memories.
Good.
Wow. Everything. You know, Mary. She's.
Yeah, she's had.
I wonder she lived this long.
It is. I cannot. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Yeah really. Yeah.
But they. He always opens up the cabin, up in Guttenberg in the spring, and they go up there for the summer always.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
So we went up there the first time we got together, and had a nice visit and interview and that sort of thing, and then this spring,
he came down to the administrative offices in Farley.
Okay.
And we did two video interviews with him.
So he lives where though? Where's his permit? He
says, in Dyersville.
Oh, in Dyersville, he has a home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They have a regular house. They take care of this house.
Yeah. Yep.
I suppose it's not a ranch either.
Their house is it's a pretty good sized house with columns in the front. Oh, I don't know if you've ever been to buy it.
No, I don't think so.
No, but he does live. Okay,
I saw him not too long ago in at the House of China. Him and her, and he seemed like he was had to care for her a lot.
Yeah,
she's you know, she's like, always very frail. Last time I seen her, she looks much older than he does.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like she could be over 100.
Yes.
I'm not recording that now.
No.
I think she punished herself pretty good, didn't she?
She did.
Yep.
Yeah, take care of herself.
Yeah, he.
And she taught. She was teaching first grade in Dubuque somewhere for a long time, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How in the heck did that work?
Well functioning.
Wayne said that when they started the district, he was named as superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
He asked Buck to be the principal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They decided right away that they would. He decided he would live in Dyersville. And Buck would live in Epworth. That was
all okay.
Yeah.
Sense.
We started so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Buck and Joanne. Neither one of them lived to be very. I mean,
they weren't very old.
No.
They didn't.
No. They moved down to Missouri.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Camdenton.
Bought that resort, and he would come back. You know, quite a few times in the spring. For a number of years, you know, and stuff in the high school and visit whatever.
Sure.
So,
I
never went to school under. I mean, I remember the Epworth kids talking about him. I think he's pretty strict.
He was a little
I think he had hands on.